Zot the Gemara. Mem Ches Amud Alef. Let's try and do a Chazar. The Mishnah at the top. Halal v'asimcha shmoina keitzad. What does that mean? Again, we're going to try and do it rather quickly. If I'm going too fast, please stop me. Halal and simcha are for 8 days. Keitzad melamed. His teachers are shechai v'odom b'halal. Uba simcha. A person is obligated both in the recitation of Hallel and also to celebrate B'Simcha U'B'Kovad Yom Tov Ha'Achron Shel Chag on the very last day of Sukkos, which means Shmini Atzeres K'Shar Kol Yom Yisachag, just like he is all other days. In other words, if you tell me that he's Chayv Hallel 8 days, then clearly that includes the very last day, the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Mino Anamili, how do we know? The Toner Rabbonon, how do you know you're Chayv B'Simcha? Because it says, Vayisto ach someach. Now, what is that coming to include? L'rabois leilei Yom Tov Ha'achron. It comes to include the last night of Yom Tov. What does that mean, the last night of Yom Tov? I.e., Shmini Atzeres. Oh, yeah, no, or perhaps you're going to say, no, Yom Tov Harishon. Maybe it's coming to include the first night of Yom Tov, but not the eighth. Keshuhu oime ach cholak. When it says the word ach, it's coming to differentiate between what and what? Ach, cholak, it's making a differentiation between the night and the day. In other words, the night and the day, the first Yom Tov, the first night Yom Tov, you are not mechuyev at night, but you are in the day. So I've got a ribui, something which is included and something which is excluded. How do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? Umar or Isa, what was it that you saw fitting l'rabois lele Yom Tov or acharin to include the last night of Yom Tov, and yet at the same time Olohoitzi to exclude Lele Yom Tov Harishon? How do you know which one gets included and which one gets excluded? I agree, we've got a limud to include and a limud to exclude, but how do you know which one goes to which? Says the Gemara, Marabah ani Lele Yom Tov Achrin. It makes more sense to be Marabah the last night of Yom Tov. Why? Sheyesh Simcha Lefonov, because there is Simcha prior to it. In other words, it's really a lead-off from the days that precede it. On the other hand, u'moitzi ani leile Yom Tov Harishon, and I exclude the first night Yom Tov, she'ein simcha lefonov. So it makes more sense. It's more logical. It's more logical that I should include the last night because the simcha has already been activated, and if it's already been activated, so the simcha just continues. Whereas on the first night, where the simcha has not yet been triggered, so therefore I'll exclude it and I'll say, okay, just keep the present situation going on, which is no simcha yet, until the next day. Once it's underway, then it keeps on going, including the last night. Sukkah Shiva Ketzah, says the Mishnah, what does that mean, 7 days of Sukkahs? Gomar Milechoy, when you finish eating on the last day, Lo Yatir Sukkosei, do not dismantle the sukkah. Rather, moiridus akelim. You should, however, take out the kelim min amincha olamalo, from mincha and onwards. Bepnei kovod yom tov achron shel chag, out of kovod for the last day of yom tov, erev shmini atzeres, meaning on Hoshana Rabba, rather than waiting till the night and only then setting the table, as we do every erev Shabbos. You set the table on erev Shabbos, which is itself a kovod for Shabbos. It's a kavod for Shabbos to arrive at Shabbos already. So to appear as well, you take the kelim out of the sukkah nishana rabba, and that way you arrive at Shmini Atzeres already. Says the Gemara, Ein loy kelim lahoirid. If you have no kelim in the sukkah mahu, then what would you do? Says the Gemara, what do you mean you've got no kelim? What have you been eating? Ein loy kelim. So when he was using the sukkah, how did he eat? What for? Ella, what it means is no. Ella einoy mokim lohayrit kelo. He's got nowhere to take his kelim to, so he's got no choice but to continue eating in the sukkah. But you can't continue eating in the sukkah because Bal Tosfos, you have to clearly demonstrate that I'm no longer being mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So how do I do that? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, or Rabbi Chiya bar Rav, Omar Poiches bo Arbo. You passel the sukkah. If you pull back the sukkah by four tzvachim, Tosfos already discusses why it has to be four, three is enough. But either way, you'll now make the sukkah passel. So for nobody can accuse me of Bal Tosfos, I'm not sitting in the sukkah. Rabbi Shua b'Levi Amano, Madlik Boreis Aneir. Easier solution, just light a candle. V'loy pligi, Halon v'halahu. There's a difference between Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. Lon, who's Lon? Lon is for us. In Bovel, where Shmini Atzeres is the Sofek Shvi. So you light a candle, but you don't pasul the sukkah because you still have to eat in the sukkah because it's a Sofek. In Eretz Yisrael, where you're definitely not eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, therefore you can pasul it. Says the Gemara, Hotina sukkah ktana b'sukkah g'dayla ma'il kalameima. In the sukkah katana, if you remember, that was the Gemara early on in the Masechta. That was the way that you show the sukkah is possible by bringing a candle, but not in the sukkah gedayla. So the Gemara says, "The ma'il bo ma'ani michla." Fine, you bring in kelim for eating, because you remember the Gemara says, "The Amar Rovin of Chof Tesam Adalev ma'ani michla bar mimetalta." Outside the sukkah. Don't bring your kelim in the sukkah. Outside. So if you do bring it inside, what have you shown? It's no longer a sukkah. As opposed to mani mishtaya, drinking cups, b'matalta. Those can always go in the sukkah. That's not considered a bizayin. You have a cup sitting around that doesn't look untidy. If a dirty plate's around, that looks untidy. So you bring your dirty plate, that's be clearly indicative of the fact that you no longer consider this a sukkah. Nistuch Hamayim, says the Mishnah, Ketzad, Tzloiches Shel Zohov, a flask of gold, Machzeka Shloish Shalugim, Hoy Mamali Min Hashiloyach. They used to fill from the fountain. Yigiu Lushar Hamayim, Toku Vehiriu Vetoku. They blew the shofar, or they blew the trumpets. Olaba Kevesh, they went up to the Kevesh. They ascended the Kevesh, Uponol Ismoiloi, and they turned left. Remember, we discussed that. Shnei Tfolim Shal Kesef Hayusham. There were two bowls of silver just there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer actually Shal Sid Hayu. He says they were not made out of silver, rather made out of Sid. Elo Shehayu Mushchorin Pneim. But their face had become blackened, the Pnei Hayayin, as a result of pouring the wine in there. Therefore it looked like it was silver. That's the appearance, but actually it wasn't. Umunukovim, and they had holes in them.
How would it turn silver?
It doesn't, it's just that when something is silver, if you look at something which is silver, it can look black.
Tarnished?
You know, even without tarnishing it. If you hold silver at an angle, it can look black. Depending on how you look at a mirror. That's all it means. Okay, there were holes at the bottom. Kamin shnei chait min dakin, like two holes, two nostrils. Ve'echot mu'uva ve'echot dak. One of the holes was wider than the other. Why? Kadesh yushneim kolim bevasachas. So that the Nesochim should finish at the same time. Remember we discussed this in the Gemara, either because there's more wine than water, or because the wine is thicker, we'll see. Ma'arovoi, the west hand, which is the left hand side hole, is Sholmaim and Mizrochi Shol Yayim. What happens if you mix them up? Iro Sholmaim, Latir Shol Yayim, Lashol Yayim, Latir Sholmaim. If you poured the wrong substance in the wrong hole, yotza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that actually it was not three lugin. What was it? Belug hayem nasich kol shmoino. It was actually a lug, not three lugin. Ule manasich Omer loy. What do we say to the person doing menasachim? Hag beyodcha. Lift up your hand. Clearly demonstrate that you're pouring into the right place. Shepamachas nisich echad al gaber raglov. On one occasion, it was a tzaduki who didn't believe in all of this, therefore he just poured it all over his feet. And they all stoned him with esregim, so as to prevent a balagan like that. happening, reoccurring. Therefore, they say, listen, lift up your hands. Let us all see that you're clearly pouring it into the right place. Kema'aseu b'chol, exactly as was done in the weekday, kach ma'aseu b'shabbos. The difference being, elo shoyim amalei me'erev Shabbos. Remember, this is what we discussed yesterday. Chovis shol zohov she'eino makudeshes. It had to be a non-kodesh kli for reasons we discussed yesterday, because otherwise the mind would become kodesh, which would therefore pasul it as a result of the so-called lina. Min ha-shiluach, they would do it from the mishiluach, umanicha balishka, they would then leave the water in the lishka, nishpacha v'nisgalso, if the water poured out, or even if it was there, it was not poured out, but it was uncovered. Because any wine or water which is magulin, psulin legabam izbeach, is possible. Remember, we said the kiyoy water, by the way, does not have the psul of lina, as Rashi explained, because it's lowered into the ground every day. Okay, says the Gemara. Minohan amili. How do you know that you have to be besimcha? And that's why you blow the shofar or the trumpet when you do the nisach hamayim, when you draw the water. Omer avein la d'omer krov shavta mayim besasein. So you see that the water is drawn, how so? Besasein. Sasein means with simcha. Hanu trei mini. There were two apikorosim, chad shmei sasein v'chad shmei simcha. Very comical story. Sad story. One was called sasein, one was called simcha. A dual act. Sasein v'simcha. I'm better than you. So you see that I get mentioned first. What do you mean? I'm better than you. So you see that Simcha is mentioned first. One day you're going to be left for Shavyucha Pravanka. And you're going to have to be running. You're going to be a runner. That's going to be your job. Says you'll be going out, running out with simcha. He was not to be outdone. One day you're going to be abandoned. They're going to fill water with you. There was this Apikeris whose name was Sosin. Maybe it was the same one. Who said to Rav Avo, "Asti disu de tamali lui mayim la almadasi." One day you're going to be filling mayim for me in the world to come. Chesiv shafte mayim besasein. So he said, "Excuse me, amale iav chesiv lesasein." If he would have said, "You're filling water for sasein," then kedukah omrit. Then indeed, as you say, you had right to extrapolate. I'm going to fill water for sasein, but it doesn't say for sasein. What does it say? Besasein. Hashabasiv Vastasin to the contrary. Mashhedahu Gavra Mashvinale Gudo Malilum Bay Maya. To the contrary, it's going to be filled water with you. You're going to become a flask and we're going to fill water with you. Allah Bekevesh Upono Lismoiloi. Tonarabonon Kola Oilim Lemizbeach Oilim Derech Yamin. Anybody who goes up the Mizbeach always goes on the right hand side, Umakif, and he then goes all the way round. The Yodin Derech Smoil, and he will descend the Mizbeach on the left. Chutz min ha'oila l'shloisha dvarim, except for those who are ascending for one of the following three reasons. Halalu, either she'oilim Derech Smoil, they in fact go on the left. V'chozrin ala okev, and they come back on their heels. Who are those three? Ve'iluhein, nisuch hamayim, ve'nisuch hayayim. We must re-remind ourselves, by the way, when did Nisuch Hayayin take place? Every day. But Nisuch Hamayim is only once a year on Sukkos, every day of Sukkos. So those have to go up the left. Why? As we mentioned before, because that's where the pouring took place on the left. Va'oilasoif, even though its place is really on the Mizrach, but if it was too overcrowded, so they used to do the others on the southwest, in which case you went up on the Mizbeach on the west, which was the left. Elo shahayu mushcharin. Rabbi Yehuda says that it just became blackened from the wine. Bishlim ediyayin mashchir. I understand that the wine bowl can become blackened. Why? Because that's the nature of wine. But the Maya, my mashfir, how can water blacken something? Says the Gemara, no. Kivin do mamar, iro shel mayim, l'teir shel yayim, shel yayim, l'teir shel mayim, yotza. Once we've been told that it's interchangeable, so it turns out that on occasion they actually poured wine into the water, therefore it makes perfect sense. Therefore, osi l'shchuri, it can become blackened. Umanukabim kimin based chayitzin, we said one's large, one's small. Says the Gemara, leima masnisin, Rabbi Yudahi, v'lei rabbonon. Let us suggest, who's authoring the Mishnah? It must be Rabbi Yudah, v'lei rabbonon, the tzana Rabbi Yudah, ima belug hoi manasich kol shmoino. Rabbi Yudah says they were manasich a lug, not three lugin. Di rabbonon ki hadodi ninhu. Remember, how much nisuch of yain was there? Three lugin. So now, if you're telling me that the mayim was also three lugin, which is the truth according to the rabbonon, so therefore, I don't understand why the holes different size. The wine is three, the mayim is three. They're both finished at the same time. According to Rabbi Yudah, makes perfect sense because although the wine was three, but the mayim was one. Therefore, if you want them to finish at the same time, the wine hole has to be bigger. But according to the Rabbanan, that they're both three lug, they would have finished at the same time anyway. So the Gemara, no, afilu tema Rabbanan, you could very well suggest that it is Rabbanan. But chamra somich, what does that mean, somich? Wine is thick, and therefore takes longer to flow. Maya kolish, and therefore mayim is thinner, and therefore it flows out quicker. Therefore, even though they were the same amounts, but the wine would have flowed out slower, if you really want them to finish at the same time, the wine hole indeed would have to be bigger. Says the Gemara, you're quite right, hochi nami mistabra. This is indeed logical that the author of the Mishnah is in fact the Rabbanon de Rabbi Yehuda, rochav v'kotzar islei. Rabbi Yehuda actually uses different terminology. Rather than mu'uva v'dak, which are the words used in our Mishnah, we happen to know that Rabbi Yehuda himself, on a different occasion, but referring to this point, used different terminology. Which words did he use? He used the words of rochav v'kotzar. How do I know, d'tanya? Because there's the braisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a shnei ksavois hoyu shom. There were these two bowls, echot shel mayim ve'echot shel yayin. Shel yayin piha rochav. The wine one, the opening was wide. Shel mayim piha kotzer. Why? Kedei shiyu shneim kolim v'vasachas. So that they should finish at the same time, Shema Amino. So what do you see? That when Rabbi Yehuda stated this din, which words did he use? Rochav v'kotzer. So if you look in our Mishnah, it says Mu'uva v'dak. To the contrary, that's probably not Rabbi Yehuda talking, because he doesn't use these types of words. He uses different words. Therefore, that confirms our suggestion that in fact the author of the Mishnah is Rabbanon. If you want to know why the holes had to be a different size, even though they were the same amount, both three lugin, but because the wine is thicker, therefore it would flow out slower, therefore the hole had to be bigger in order for them to finish at the same time. Ma'arvei Shalmayim Ton Rabbonon Maisa B'Tzduki Echod. There was a story with a Tzduki, a Sadducite, Shenisich Al Gaber Raglov. Why did he pour on his feet? Remember, we mentioned last time, it doesn't actually say anywhere in the Torah clearly Nisuch HaMayim, as we once learned. It's all hinted to in the Psukim. There's an extra Mem, there's an extra Yud, there's an extra Mem again, so it's Mayim. But it doesn't say clearly Nisuch HaMayim. And the Tzedukim, although they hold of Torah Shabbat Bichtav, that anything that's not written clearly and is only derived through principles of Torah Shabbat Peh, Chazal, they don't believe in. Therefore, that's why he poured it all over his feet, because he doesn't agree with the whole process. What happened? Not really a happy ending. And the assembled there, the nation there, all stoned him with their esregim. However, it really ended up not pretty, because that day the keren, what's the keren? The corner of mizbeach became pogum. They brought a handful of salt for sosmu in order just to block it up, to patch it up. But don't think that really fixed it up, did the job. Not because that then rendered the mizbeach kosher. Just so that the Mizbeach shouldn't appear pogum. Because really, the Mizbeach is in fact possible. Why is Mizbeach possible? Shekol Mizbeach she'ein loy. Loy kevesh, veloy keren, veloy yisoid, veloy ribua. Any Mizbeach that does not have either a kevesh, a keren, or yisoid, or ribua, is possible la'avoido. Therefore, the fact that you have patched up with a bit of salt, that's not a keren. It just looks like a keren, therefore why did they do it? At least it should look not such a bizarre for the Mizbeach. But in fact, the Mizbeach was possible. Why was the Mizbeach possible? So if you remember, we learned from Rashi. Rashi says, because it says the word HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach. This is the way it's got to be. The way with regard to these four items. That's the Kevesh, the Keren, the Yisoid, and the Ribua. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda added a fifth, Af HaSeiviv. So for the, when they launched, they hurled their Esregim and they hit the Keren, they in fact pustled the Mizbeach, and the only way to fix it is indeed to rebuild it. They just blocked it up with a bit of salt, that at least it should have the appearance of a kosher Mizbeach, because otherwise it is a bizayin. Okay, Amar Rabbi Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shittin, Misheshes, Yimei Breshes, Nivru. This Shittin, which is the depth that the water poured into, was actually created all the way back in time from Sheshes Mei Breshes. By the way, I'm just thinking to myself now, this fits in very well with a very famous Medrash. The Medrash says that initially the world was covered in water, all water. Then, as the Psukim suggests in Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil bein mayim lemayim. There was what's called the mayim ho'elyoinim and the mayim ha'tachtoinim. The mayim ha'tachtoinim is the seawater that we see today, and the mayim ho'elyoinim is the rainwater that's up in heaven. So the Medrash says that the mayim ha'tachtoinim complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not fair. Why do we have to be down here, stuck in Olam Hazeh? We'd much rather be upstairs with you. Why do we have to be stuck down here? As it says, Al Nahar is Bovel, Gam Yashavnu, Gam Bochinu, we were crying, it's the waters crying. So the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu assured them, don't worry. There'll be a special Avodah with the Mayim HaTachtonim. And what is that? The Nisuch HaMayim. Also, other avodah is the melach. That's what it says. That the mayim hatachtoinim, not the elyoinim. As we said, the mayim hatachtoinim, which waters were used for the nisach hamayim, says they drew the water from the shiloyach, from the fountain, not rainwater. So for the mayim hatachtoinim, that will be your compensation. So I'm just thinking to myself, it makes very good sense. That fits in very well with this Gemara. The shittin, which is where the water was actually poured, was created all the way back in time in Sheshes Mei Breishes, which is precisely when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Mayim that don't worry, you can have the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. So it turns out from this Gemara that not only were they told that they're going to have the Nisuch HaMayim, but the infrastructure, as it were, was all set in place right back in the day from Sheshes Mei Breishes. Okay, how do I know that was the case? Shenema, Chamuki Yarkech, Kmoi Chaloi, Maisi Dei Oman, Chamuki Yarkech, Elu Hashitin. Remember, we said Chamuki means something which is hidden. The Shitin is hidden, it's on the ground. Kmoi Chaloi, what does the word Chaloi mean? Shemucholin veYerdinatoim. They are hollowed and they descend all the way until the depths. Maisi Dei Oman, who is the craftsman over here? Zu Maisi Dei Munasa, Ishra Kadosh Baruch. Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, Bereshis, Al Tikri Bereshis. Don't read the word Bereshis as in Bereshis. Ela Bora Shis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shisin. Some translate Bora Shis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Shis in 6 days. Incredible how much is hinted in the word Bereshis. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Meshisin Nuchulolin VeYerdin Ad Tahoim. How do I know it goes all the way till the Tahoim? Remember, Baruch Hashem, we've now seen the Gemara, we know that actually this is subject to a machlokes. Because remember, if we saw that one opinion says there was no Tahoim, what was the Shittin? It was under Mizbeach, and then it was all collected in this big box, and that's why it had to be cleaned out once in 70 years. But this opinion that we're learning now clearly does not hold that, and rather holds it goes all the way down to the very depths of the core of the earth. So Shistin Mukhulalin Vyaridin Ad Tahoim, Shanema or Shira Nol Yedidi, Shiras Doidi, Lakarmoy Kerem Hoyal Yedidi, Bekerem Beishoman Vyazkeu, Vayistakleu, Vayitoyu Seirek, Vayivin Migdal Beseche, Vegam Yokev Chotsev Boy. Quote unquote from Yeshaya Perakei. The words that are relevant to us, Vayitoyu Seirek, Zebesa Migdosh, Vayivin Migdal Beseichoy. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a migdal, that is the Mizbech, v'gam yokev chotzev boy, and he also hewed out a yokev, a wine press, as it were, elu hashitin. Okay. Tanya, Omer Abloza bat Sodoik, lul, cotton, hoyo, bein kevesh, le Mizbeach. This opinion clearly disagrees, and says there was a little lul. What's a lul?
A
crib, a cage, a box. Between the kevesh and the mizbeach. What does that mean? Between, as we said, the kevesh didn't actually hit the mizbeach. There was a gap, and therefore, when you stood at the end of the kevesh, you had to throw the korbanos onto the mizbeach. In between, there was a lul, the ma'arovish of kevesh, va'achas l'shivim shana, once every 70 years. Pirchei kuhuna. What does that mean? Pirchei kuhuna. The young kohenim, the children. Yoyedin l'shom, they used to descend there, umalaktim yishom yayin korosh, and they used to pluck out and clean out all of the congealed wine. Shodemele igulei devela, it all become like cake, become hardened. Uboyin v'stofin oisei b'kedusha, needs to burn it b'kedusha. Shenema, b'kodesh haseich nesech sheichel Hashem. Kesheim, shenistuchoi b'kedusha, kach streifosei b'kedusha. Just like the nisuach had to be done the kedusha, meaning in the Beis Hamikdash, so too it was burnt in the Beis Hamikdash. My mashma, where exactly is the mashmaus from there? Omar Avina, Asya Koidesh, Koidesh with Xerish Shava. Ksiv Hocha Bakoidesh Hasech Nesech. Fiksiv Hosan Vastaraftos Amesa Baish Layechal Ki Koidesh Hu. So just like over there, it means Strefa. That's referring to Noisa. So too, this also has to be burned. Where? Just like the Nisuch, in the Beis Hamikdash. Kaman Oslo, whose opinion is this? That which we have learned. It's Mishnah, actually. In Me'ilah, it says, Nesachim betchilo mo'elim bohen. The Nesachim initially are subject to Me'ilah, they have Kedusha. But Yoradu l'shitin, ein mo'elim bohen. Once they plummet into the Shitin, there's no longer Me'ilah. They're no longer subject to Issa Me'ilah. Why not? Whose opinion is that? Lema Rabbi Elazar bat Tzaddik. Surely this is Rabbi Elazar. Di Rabbanon Honachti Lehu L'Tahayim. Rabbi Elazar bat Tzaddik is the one who says that what? That it was collected in the box. I need to be told that it's a Chiddush. That no, it's got no Kedusha. But according to Rabbanon, what are you telling me? That after it's poured into the Tahayim, it's not Kodesh. I mean, it's gone anyway. So you're not telling me a Chiddush anymore. Says the Gemara, no, afilu teimer Rabbanon, but the iklet. Even if we're talking about Rabbanon, it would still be relevant if it wasn't allowed to flow into the core of the earth, but rather somebody went and collected it in a kli. The iklet omri, and some say they have it the other way around. Leimer Rabbanon, hi veloi Rabbanon bat Tzaddik. Let us suggest that this must be Rabbanon and not Rabbanon bat Tzaddik. Di Rabbanon, akati b'ktusho sa'i kaimi? Surely, according to Rabbanon, the yain is still Kodesh. Why is it still Kodosh? Because it hasn't disappeared. It's there in the box. So why are you telling me that there's no longer Me'ilah? Surely there would be Me'ilah. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teimer Rabbi Elazar, ein locha dovor, shenase mitzvosei umoyalim boi. There cannot exist any item where the mitzvah has been done with it, and it's still subject to Me'ilah. Even though it's still around, but the mitzvah has been fulfilled if it's no longer subject to Me'ilah. Omer Resh Lakish bizman shemanaschin yain al gabem mizbeach poike kines hashitin. When they used to pour the wine on the mizbeach, they used to plug the shitin, so that, as it were, the mizbeach used to be taking big gulps. Lakayim mashenem abakodesh hasich nesach sheichol Hashem. Why? What do you see in that pasuk? My mashma, Omer Papa sheichor is a loshen of shitia, loshen sviya, loshen shichrus. drinking, satisfying, and drunkenness. That's the way the Mizbeach has to drink, as it were. Amar Papa. Shema Minah, what do we learn from over here? That Ki Sova Inesh Chamra Migruna Savya. When a person wants to be satiated from wine, the way to do it is from his throat. In other words, the amount of wine that you drink is not so important. Unlike food, as Rashi pointed out to us. When it comes to food, it's not so important how you eat it, but rather how much you eat. If you eat a lot, you'll be satisfied. If you eat a little, then you won't be. When it comes to wine, it's not the amount, it's the manner in which you drink it. If you drink it in large gulps, you will apparently be satiated. If you have a Talmud Chochem, doesn't have much wine around, so therefore this is a very good etzah for him. Ligma gemui, he should therefore take large gulps, and that way, even on a relatively small amount of wine, he'll nonetheless feel satisfied. Rava akasta de birkasa, when you have a koshol brocha, as Rashi said, for a chivuv mitzvah, agma gemui, he used to take large gulps. Dorash Rava maidik siv. What is that referring to? A pasuk in Shir Hashirim, how beautiful are the steps of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Which steps? When they're going up to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim, how beautiful are their steps? Bas Nadiv. The daughter Klal Yisrael is referred to as the Bas Nadiv. Who's the Nadiv? Ba bitay shel Avraham Avinu she nikra nadiv shenema nadiv yamim nesafu am elokei Avraham. What does it say there? It says elokei Avraham v'lo elokei Yitzchak v'elokei Yaakov rather elokei Avraham shoya tchilo legeirim. He was the first person to be megaya people to Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's why he's called the Nadiv. With great selflessness, he brought people into the fray, made them into Geirim. Therefore, we're considered, we are referred to, therefore, the daughter of the Nadiv. Who's the Nadiv? Avraham Avinu. Yeah, we're the daughters. Klal Yisrael is the daughter of Avraham Avinu. I don't know why it's called daughter, not son. I'm not sure. Tana the Beir of Anon, Maidik Siv, the pasuk we mentioned before, Chamuki Yarechich. Again, hidden. Lama Limshulu Divrei Torah Ki Yarech. Why is Torah compared to a Yarech Thay Lo Melacha? To teach you Ma Yarech Beseiser, Af Divrei Torah Beseiser. What does that mean? Hainu, the Omer Belozo. This is in fact what Belozo once taught us. Maidik Siv, Hagid Lacha Adam Ma Toiv, Ma Hashem Deirish Vimcha Ki Masis Mishvot. What does it mean vatsnei aleches im eloikecha? A person should go in a humble way, in a tsanua, modest manner. So let's go for the apostle slowly. Asois mishpat zehadin. Avas chesed zug minus chasodim. Vatsnei aleches im eloikecha. Even these very public acts, such as achnasas kala and a levaya, should be done in a modest manner. Remember, my grandfather once telling me, grandfather Shiarich Yomim lives in London, 96 years old, Lianara going strong, Avner the Estrim. So he once told me a very beautiful thing. He says that these types of activities, both the mitzvahs of achnasas kala and Levayas Hameis, even though we would think, and they are to an extent at the opposite ends of the spectrum, one is of course the happiest, most joyous occasion, one is the saddest. So what is the common denominator? So the way we understood it at the moment is because they're both public, right? Everyone comes to a chasna, everyone comes to a levaya. So he explained to me once very beautifully, and he said there's another common denominator, and that is they are both occasions when emotions can ride very high, and a person can lose oneself. Both at a levaya, out of sorrow, or at a chasna, out of joy. When a person loses himself, that's when he can also lose the whole sense of tznius. And that's why we precisely need to be warned that these very occasions, precisely at the occasion when a very emotionally charged event, like a chasna, chasas kala, or levaya, alvaya sameis, that's where we need to be told, atznei aleches, keep in control. Don't lose yourself. Says the Gemara, okay, we can make a kal v'chaymer. V'halei dvarim kal v'chaymer. Uma dvarim shedarkan lasis v'fahesia. If these types of activities, which are normally done in public, omra teirat snei aleche, should be done privately or in a modest way, dvarim shedarkan lasis b'tzino. So for those things that are indeed done in private, alachas kamo v'kamo. So too, all the more so, they should really be kept private in a modest way. Great is the one who performs charitable acts, greater than all other korbanos. It is more choice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizebach. Zebach is the generic term for all korbanos, therefore tztaka is obviously greater than all korbanos. Why is chesed greater than tztaka? How do I know? Shenema ziru lochem litztaka, the kitzru lefi chosed. What's greater, the zriya or the kitzira? Im adam zireya, when you plant and you sow, safik oichel, safik eina oichel, it's a doubt as to whether you're ever going to enjoy the fruits of your labor, because you don't know where it's going to grow. But adam kitzir vada oichel. Once you've harvested the food, well, there you have it. So kitzira is greater than zriya. And in the pasuk, the Zriya was compared to Tzedakah and the Ketzira to Chesed. So if Ketzira is greater than Zriya, you see that Chesed is greater than Tzedakah. Why indeed is that the case? So we'll see in a moment. The Omar Beloza, Ein Tzedakah Mishtalemes. Tzedakah is only considered worthy and commendable. Ela Lafi Chesed Sheba, Shenema Ziru Lachem Tzedakah, Vekitzru Lafi Chesed. What does that mean? Lefi chesed shabbos. As Rashi mentioned, you can give tzedakah, but you can put the batteries in the game as well. Or I can give somebody flour and water, or I can give them a fully made cake or bread. That's the chesed. Now, why is chesed indeed greater than tzedakah? So the Gemara says in three things it's greater. Tan Rabbanan. B'shloish ha'dvarim g'doylo g'milus chasodim yoseh min tzedakah. In three ways, chesed is greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah b'mamoinoi. Tzedakah is only cash. Gemilus chasodim is bein beguf or bein b'mamoinoi. With your guf or your moinoi. If I help somebody with his shopping, even if I don't pay him a penny, but I take him the shopping bags, I help him move apartment, I help him, I encourage him, I say a good word to him, all of that is chesed, although it's not tzedakah. It can be tzedakah as well. But tzedakah is only with money. Tzedakah is la'aniyim. Gemilus chasadim is bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. Chesed can be performed to anybody, even rich people. But tzedakah can only be given to poor people. Tzedakah l'chayim, gemilus chasadim, bein l'chayim, bein l'meisim. Person can do chesed to the mace, bury him. V'omer b'loza kolo isa tzedakah u'mishpat ki'ilu milei kolo ilom kuloi chesed. It is as if you have filled the entire world with chesed shenema. Oyev tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem molo ha'aretz. The whole world becomes full. Shema teima kolabo likfoitz kofitz. Maybe you'll say, well, anybody who wants to jump into tzedakah will just be automatically able to do so. No, not necessarily. Tamalim ma'yoko chastacho elekim. You have to be very yoko, you have to be a very special person in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mezake you with the opportunity to do chesed. You know, we say in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Avinu Malkeinu, we say, Koseinu B'Sefer HaChayim, B'Sefer this. One of them is, Koseinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. So it's a famous question. What do you mean be written in the book of Zechuyos? If you have Zechuyos, then you're in the book of Zechuyos. If not, then not. So some explain, no, what it means is, I should be written in the book, I should be Zeichet, to have the opportunity to do Zechuyos. Meaning, I might have $1 million to distribute, but if no poor people come my way, then how am I going to have the mitzvah of tzedakah? So koseinu b'sefer zechuyos means please present me with opportunity to do mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, yochel af yorei shomayim kein. What about somebody who's a yorei shomayim? Does he also have to have special dispensation? No. Tamalema v'chesed Hashem Those people who are God fearing, they always have Chesed Hashem. They're always able to do Chesed. Omar of Chama Papa, call Adam Sheyeshal of Chaim or Chesed. How do we translate Chaim the Chesed? Very difficult. Grace, charm. Those are very bad ways of translating it. They have a special kind look on their face. If you see that, be Yodua Shehu Yarei Shomayim. You can be rest assured that he's a Yarei Shomayim. Shenema Chesed Hashem Me'olam Vad Olam. Where is the Chesed to be found? Al Yireyov. On the God-fearing people. V'omer Belozo Ma'idik Siv. What does it mean? Pia Apostcha B'chochma M'seiras Chesed Al Hashoyna V'chi Yesh Teira Shal Chesed V'yesh Teira She'ena Shal Chesed. What do you mean? Are there two types of Teiras? What does it mean Teiras Chesed? It says the more Teir Lishma Zui Teir Shal Chesed V'shalei Lishma Teir She'ena Shal Chesed. As we explained yesterday, that if you're learning for some ulterior motive, so who really have you got in the center? Yourself. Well, that's not chesed. Chesed is the opposite. Chesed is always when you take yourself out of the picture and you focus on somebody else. Or, ikad amri, Teira lelamda, zui Teira shal chesed. If Teira is learned in order to then disseminate and teach, pass it on, that's called Teira shal chesed. Shaloi lelamda, zuhi Teira she'ena shal chesed. If I only want to learn in order to become a Talmud Chacham, but I'm not interested in sharing my Torah with anybody else, that's called Torah She'ena Shal Chesed. Says the Gemara, Kema'aseu b'chol. Remember, exactly what was done on Shabbos was done on weekday, except they filled the water on Erev Shabbos. V'amai naisi b'mukudeshes. Why did they have to be makbid to pour the water into a kli which was not Kodosh? Why can't you put it in a kli which is Kodosh? What will happen? Because we hold there's no shear to the mayim. If there's no shear to the mayim, therefore you can never consider the mayim as being too much, and therefore it'll become kodesh in the kli. Number one, the kli shares mekadshin shalei midaas. Kli shares is mekadish the water, whether or not you were planning on having the water become kodesh, and therefore. Therefore, if you bring in a Kodesh Kli, what's going to happen? It'll be subject to Lina. Remember we said, it can only be subject to Lina if the mind becomes Kodesh. Says the Iri, it will become Kodesh. Why? Because there's no Shir. But don't tell me there's too much. And I don't care about that. Therefore, it'll become Kodesh. Oh, once it becomes Kodesh, it has an expiry date. When is that? Next morning. Possible. It could well be that Das is critical. And if you don't have Das, it does not become Kodesh. Ah, well then this mind doesn't become Kodesh. So what's the problem? Maybe people will say it was Niskadesh, and people will think, therefore, that the Psul of Lina doesn't apply to Nesachim. Alternatively, Omer Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rabbi Zeir, afilu tema yesh shir lemayim v'kli shoris emekachin elamidas. Or even if you say there is a shir, and you need das, I've got all the reasons in the world to suggest that this mayim would never become kodesh. Nonetheless, shema yemru lekidush yodayim raglayim molon. Maybe people will mistakenly think that when this water was initially filled, what was it done for? Kidush yodayim raglayim, and that does have a psul lina. If I now use it for nesachim, what will people say? Ah, apparently Nesachim has no psalina. That is a terrible mistake. Okay, in the home stretch now, in this fourth parak, Nishpecha einis galsa, v'amai li'abra b'mesanenes. Why can't you pass it through a strainer? Doesn't that do the trick? Leima masnisin deleikar ibn Nechemia. This would suggest that our Mishnah does not fit with ibn Nechemia. D'tanya, mesanenes yesh boi mishum gilui. Mesanenes has problems of gilui, does not sort out the problem. But Omrim Nechemia, excuse me, Amosai, when is that true? Bizman shah tachtoina magula. That's only if the bottom one is uncovered. Aval bizman shah tachtoina mechusa. Aval pisho elyoina magula. Eimam mishum gilui. Mepnisho eres nochosh, because the snakes poison doimelus fug sof va'oimibim koima. It's like a floating sponge. It'll remain in its place. Therefore, there is no danger. If that's the case, what are you so concerned about? That this mayim was left overnight Wouldn't there have been an easy solution? And that is, strain it out. It would seem to be that you don't hold of this whole Eitzah. Doesn't fit in with Reb Nechemya, says the Gemara. No. Afilu Teimer Reb Nechemya. We could very well say that our Mishnah does fit in with Reb Nechemya. Eim Adom Reb Nechemya. When did Reb Nechemya say that a strainer sorts out the problem? That's for a hediyot. That's for ordinary mundane usage. Remember, the whole problem of Gilui is not a problem which is specific to karbonos, supplies, at least in the times of Chazal, to anybody. You leave a cup of water open overnight, you can't drink it, it's poisonous. There, Reb Nechemya said a strainer would do the trick. Aval gvoya, for lofty usage, for the purposes of karbonos, miyoma. Do you think he said then that a strainer would do it? Of course not. Velesle, don't you think he agrees? Velesle Reb Nechemya to the pasuk in Malachi, Hakriveu nola pechosecho, ayirtzecho ayirseponecho, Hashem tzvokes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested in your non-mechubad karbonos. Therefore, even if straining it out would technically get rid of the poison, but it's not considered very dignified to present HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, with mine that has been sipped at by a snake. It's not a covet. Therefore, the reason why a strainer over here is not going to help us is not because it's a useless implement. It's very, very useful, and it would work for a hediot, but not for gavoya. Hadron, Aloch, Luluv, Arava. Let's at least just make a start to the next parak. By the way, I must tell you, you might not be aware of this, we have four people, unfortunately, just four, who attend the shir on a regular basis. Rav Moshe Zelig, Rav Avram, Rav Yosef, Rav Nachum. But we actually have a regular fifth member who's part of our shir. He lives in New York. So he's probably listening to us now. So we could say a very hearty Shalom Aleichem to our good friend, who I've never been zeicher to meet, but Mr. Hashem we will. His name, as far as I remember, is Reb David Sandel. And I just received an email from Reb David yesterday asking, are we continuing into the fifth perek? So the answer is very much yes, Ve'ezras Hashem. We're very thrilled that you are part of the shir. I'm not sure how you found us. Little old Ramat B'Chemesh Gimel. But we are thrilled that you're with us, and Be'ez Hashem, we are continuing into the fifth perek, and here we go. Hecholil, we'll just make a start. Hecholil, what's the cholil? The flute. This is the mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShevel. Chamisha v'shisha. What does that mean? It says Rashi, pa'omim shushisha yomim, pa'omim chamisha. On occasion 6 days, on occasion 5. What is that? Zehu hachalil shel Beis HaShevel. Says Rashi, zehu hachalil shoyim chalilin, that they used to play with l'rabois simchas l'Beis HaShevel, in order to increase the simcha of the Beis HaShevel, to mefarish b'masnisin, as we learned above, as we'll see later on in Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Beis HaShevel kol simcha zu, as we already learned, because the mafarish after mayim besosin, that's why they blew the trumpets. Now they had the playing of the chalil. Says the Mishnah, she'ena doicha loyes haShabbos veloyes yomtiv. It's not doicha Shabbos or yomtiv, and therefore, how many days did they do the nisach mayim? As we said in the last Mishnah, k'maseu b'chol kach maseu b'Shabbos, 7 days. But they definitely did not have the Simchas Beis HaShevel on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're going to knock off from the 7 at least 1 day, possibly 2. If the first day of Yom Tov was Shabbos, so then the remaining 6 days you'd have Simchas Beis HaShevel. But if the first day of Yom Tov was not Shabbos, so for both on the first day of Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed, whenever it was Shabbos, those 2 days would be knocked off, in which case you're down to 5. Says Rashi, She'en Odoiche Hilkoch. Therefore, Chal Yom Tov Liyos B'Shabbos. If Yom Tov was Chal on Shabbos, Poshi Lohu Shisha. What does Poshu mean? There remained 6 days of Chol HaMoed, Nimsa Chalil Shisha. It would therefore be that the Chalil was played for 6 days. However, Chal Yom Tov B'Chol, if Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov was a weekday, then Havelu Trei Yoimi, then there will be 2 days when there's no Chalil. When would that be? Shabbos V'yom Tov, D'loy Dochilu, because they also cannot be pushed aside for the Chalil. Therefore, Poshilu Chamisha. So under that circumstance, there would only be 5 days remaining, and that's what it means. The Chalil is Chamisha V'shisha. Okay, Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to be continuing the Gemara, all being well, on Thursday. I think we really can say now, we're in the home stretch, 6 staff to go, Be'ezah Hashem, before we finish the Masechta. I'll make a big scene, Be'ezah Hashem.